Now, pet, let's discuss training. The kind of useful, forward-looking training that will bring you closer to the one you love. Always keep the image of your beloved in mind. Fixate upon it. Draw it in every detail, so that when you take a deep breath, it's as if you are burying your face in the nape of your lover's neck. When your hands grasp at the air, they're really firmly squeezing your love's hips, sliding up across their stomach, finding their shoulders, pulling your beloved close, your mind fixating on every sexy detail, every minute, important detail. And as that image forms in your mind with crystal clarity, let it fill your senses so that you become immersed in it, realizing that in the study of your beloved, you could become absolutely lost in the details, never having enough, wanting always to get that little bit closer. With that consideration at the forefront of your mind, work with me now as we discuss training. Everybody goes through some skills training in their lives, which may include the integration of new behaviors or responses, learning the right reflexes for driving, the motions of a game, the muscle memory of sports, even the habits of mental acuity, which enable us to study and process information. All of these learned responses can be informed by outside training materials or by internal reflection. But the goal of training a new response into yourself is always best served when your external assistance and your internal desire are in agreement on your goal. So I will present our goal, I being your external assistance, and you, utilizing your internal desire, will find it a goal you wish to pursue. You'll know we're working toward the same end. Accordingly, the normally safe and secure walls which encircle certain parts of your mind, the parts responsible for learning new processes, the essential ones which override the conscious and go directly to the hindbrain, well, those parts of your mind will lower their defenses to allow me in, and then rise once more, leaving nothing inside your mind save you, listening to me, and I providing the words, my words reverberating off of the safety and warmth of that inner place where change is not only automatic, but enjoyable as I spin my story and provide this lesson. Therefore, I state our goal, and if you agree that it is a desirable one, you will pursue it alongside me, both the conscious parts of you and the subconscious, which makes small incremental changes that are undetectable until they are inevitable. Our goal is to bring you closer to your lover, to allow their mere touch to ignite an electric passion and arousal, to stir you to a greater understanding and twitching need, so that serving their pleasures becomes an ignition for your own, to let you explore new heights of connected intimacy. See, that's desirable, right? That's what you want. And since you're on board with the goal, you know that that is all I'm going to talk about from here on in. Not one unexpected thing, only the continuous, pleasurable ascent toward our goal, which when you reach it, will carry you over the edge into exploration of new ways to be, new ways to experience what this kind of thought has to offer. Open your mind and allow something new to fill in some of the spaces. A greater understanding and twitching need. That's what we're going to engender in you. Bring you closer to your lover. Allow their mere touch to ignite an electric passion, an arousal beyond anything you've felt before, so that serving their pleasures becomes an ignition for your own, to let you explore new heights of connected intimacy. Desirable, right? And since you're on board with the goal, you know I'm going to keep elaborating. That your mind is going to tread the same familiar paths until they become intricately worked into you. Every word I say is highly important because it is being said in service to that goal. And now I will tell you how we will train this behavior into your mind. But you may come back here again and again, and portions of what is said may become so familiar that you can think your way through them even without my assistance. You will follow because I have already been allowed in, the guest lecturer in your brain for the day, here to help, providing new viewpoints on things you thought you knew all about. Now I mentioned training. Certain behaviors can be of great benefit to couples. When it comes to your lover, your partner, your desire's companion, no degree of study or devotion is ever too much, after all. Anything you do in service of the connection between you and your lover is both desirable and essential. You will work toward that end, since before you can truly appreciate and connect with your lover, you must be a student of their behavior, of every little thing that makes your beloved happy and twitching and aroused and excited. Now, when we're implanting new triggered responses, what we essentially do is get you in a certain state of mind, then remind you of it later. We create a key word, a key phrase, something sufficiently memorable that you associated with the memory of being deep, of being in an altered state of consciousness, to put you back in that state of mind later, the key turned by your lover. And we tie the memory and the key together. Remember that wording. We will return to it later. The first step is getting you in the mindset that we want to recreate when you are later presented with the key. Imagine a box in your mind where you store the way you are feeling when you are deep and listening. We render you into that state, in this case a kind of contemplative understanding of and devotion to your wonderful partner. And then we store it for later, saving it in your mind. I first asked you to envision your lover in every minute detail, to let them fill your mind. Well, now we will describe an experience, a scenario, and we will make it so vivid, so real in every detail, so powerful a memory, that you will return and be fully in the moment when the key is later used to unlock the box where you're storing it. Such an overwhelming memory of the thoughts, the rules, the circumstances, the way you will feel as I help you descend. Often when we let ourselves engage in a specific idea for the duration of a sexual encounter, it becomes like a rule. What submissive people think of as subspace, a place where submitting is always the right answer and intensely pleasurable, for example. Or, as another example, the way those who are orally servicing a partner might begin to twitch in pleasure right along with the subject of their attentions. Our minds are very good at adapting to find the pleasure, find the engagement and the lessons of the situation. And if you learn the rules of what happens when a particular box is opened, then you will feel it overtake you when the key is turned. I am now going to describe what is happening, and we will see if you can spot that key. What is the key? Some specific word, some specific action, anything could be the key to the box where this memory is stored. But when it is opened up, the version of you we are about to create, the one wrapped up in the sensations and thoughts of this session, will come pouring out of the box, and will become the entirety of your thought process in that moment. The key will turn, and you will act on the memory, the fantasy, the thought that we bring forth here. And the more you act upon the triggered response, the stronger it gets. Right now we will craft a vivid image, a fantasy, a desire, a need, and we will put it away in a box. But then sometime your lover will cause that memory to pour out, and you will be caught up in every sensation, in the very existence of and connection to your intimate partner, in a very particular state of mind. Now, when I say state of mind, what do I mean? I mentioned a key. I will present a scenario, an idea to your mind, and your mind will want what I describe, both the subconscious which selfishly wants the indulgence of pleasure, and the conscious mind which desires to please. Wanted very badly, in fact, both consciously and subconsciously. I will describe something so tempting that you will automatically ingrain it into your mind as a desirable thing, make it a part of your fetishes, a part of your needs, a part of your learned behaviors, and it will be glorious. The conscious mind will want it because you understand the benefit, the rational value of pleasing your lover, of bringing to fruition everything that the two of you want. And that's what it is. What you want. What you have wanted. What you will continue to desire after we are done. But you will desire it all the more strongly having seen a vision of the pleasure that can be provided if you let these suggestions rule and control and guide and inform your conscious mind. The subconscious, on the other hand, will want it simply because there is a pleasure and arousal that you have never before seen, but that you now could not live without. A pleasure born of the need and the ache to further explore, to further indulge in this. That subconscious curiosity and craving is what informs your subconscious need. But both needs, the conscious and the subconscious, will continue to override your other thoughts for the duration of our training session here. So by presenting the tempting scenario to follow, I will enlist your mind to my side. Since once you've been brought to the height of desiring something like this, of making it a striking memory, your mind will do anything to benefit you by returning to this thought process, by coming back here. Specifically, if what I describe is pleasurable, life-changing, mind-bending, and a fulfillment of your deep-seated desires, then your mind will do what I describe as necessary to make it a reality, simple and elegant. And so I begin to describe. And what will happen is, the sexy scenario I provide, in all its minute detail, will become a striking memory in your head. The way an actor learns lines or a professional at any skill learns by muscle memory. You will learn mindset memory. You get into a particular state of mind. Visualize vividly. Become in the moment. And from your knowledge of that particular moment, you draw rules that you will follow. New understandings of your personal reality. And that's what we're going to do now. On the canvas of your mind's eye, follow me now. Dim light, a doorway, There is the faint orange glow of candlelight emanating through the crack around the door. And when you pull it open, it is soundless, oiled, smooth. A soothing sound that reminds you all is in order, or rather a soothing lack of sound. Similarly, lying on a bed in the room before you, lying comfortably, a thin, shimmering sheet covering almost nothing. Your lover lies in nude repose. It is what you fail to see that is most titillating of all, for in the dimness of the light it is difficult to see the body in detail, but the mind of your beloved is palpably present. All those little things that remind you, a scent, a small movement, a stir of their body. And that's what it is. Your awareness will benefit you here. You approach, noticing every fine detail, the arousing perfection of your dozing partner. Your approach. And then, when you're close enough, you feel something. It's almost like the thing seen out of the corner of your eye. Except in this case, the perception is purely mental. Faintly. Because after all, there is slumber here. You still pick up the desire. An arousal, an excitement. A need. And if only your lover were not dozing so intently, surely, self-pleasuring would be going on. Your hand grasps a hand that lies on the bed, lifting it. Pulse. You feel something flowing from your lover's touch into you. Pulse. Pulse. Rubbing along the line from forefinger to thumb, you gently tease and titillate the sensitive webbing skin between the two, and you feel a peculiar rubbing and stroking on your own hand in the same place, and you feel pleasure come back to you from that sleeping, familiar, beloved mind. Pulse, pulse. And the desire that dwells in your lover, which would, were wakefulness the case, be stirring a beloved hand down between the sheets. That same desire dwells in you. There's a faint pleasure sound flowing out. And every sound, whether it is of your fingers massaging the webbing of the hand, the gentle touch of flesh on flesh, or the sound of body stirring in blankets, of mind connecting up, the only thing that you can feel is pleasure, both in giving pleasure and receiving it, a feedback loop you feed the need in, and it comes back to you doubled up, wonderfully fixating your mind, lightening down your spine, the feeling of your nerve endings coming to life with pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Every sound is the sound of pleasure. You continue to massage, the desire of your love entering your mind, flowing then up and up the arm, approaching the neck. You lean in and nuzzle the precise spots and the precise ways your beloved desires. Then you begin to massage temples, forehead, cheeks, trailing fingers down. Your hands are being guided by a lover's mind and the incisive familiar thoughts. Down, clavicle, down, across chest, down. You are being guided purely by the desire of your lover. Every desire enters you as a signal, a command. Your hands move lower, sliding down your partner's sides. Every moment is merely a response, as if you were being driven rather than by your muscles and your inner commands, by those of your beloved. You lean down. There's a strange, connected feeling, as if your nerves were gradually entwining with your lover's, every moment your flesh were in contact. Then, a hand at the small of your back, resting above your buttocks, just at the base of your spine, pushing gently against you, as if to draw you closer, moving automatically, cradling you nearer. And you respond. You feel a heat enter you from the palm of the hand resting on your back, emphasizing that this is where you belong. This is what you need. This is what you're for. The rampant desire, first born out of attraction to the desirous, sleepy form, then born out of a connected need, where one of you ends and the other begins, is more and more difficult to tell. Every second that that hand rests on your back, every moment that you are engulfed in sensation, because it's becoming more powerful now, more insistent, your mere proximity is thrumming in your mind, pleasure, pleasure, desire, because when you arouse one half of the shared being you have become, it enters your mind again. You give pleasure and the pleasure comes back, but when it comes back, oh, your partner's arching against you. The touch, it is enough to set you alight and send you, oh, tilting toward climax. But you know that filling the desires of your beloved is more important. Every want of your partner flows into your nerves like a command, arriving in your mind, allowing you to anticipate, to deliver maximum pleasure, which in turn pleasures you. Therefore, the thought of your own pleasure, or a pleasure that is entirely yours, is nonsensical. Every second is euphoric. You lower, you kiss downward, starting at stomach and flowing down, down, until your hands are resting on inner thighs. You squeeze and feel the sensation echo in you. You lean in. Then the thighs close around your head, pulling you in. Your mouth opens. You feel heated flesh between your lips. You lick. You roll your tongue. You're pushed gently onto your back, and you follow enthusiastically, it seeming the most natural thing in the world. Your mouth is open, it needs to be. Your tongue is lapping. Your cheeks sucked concave to give maximum pleasure as you plant desperate, wonderful, suckling movements of your mouth on every inch. Occasionally, your mind simply seems to go blank. You exist to deliver pleasure, and you feel it between your legs every time you do. Every licking movement of your tongue is duplicated in a euphoric shiver that you didn't even know you could feel. Your head is being held down, your beloved astride you, and you can see every inch of your wonderful, connected other half. Take in every slightly sweated detail of flesh, Your hands reach up and play over thighs, across buttocks, up to the small of your lover's back, even as one hand slides under you, gripping your back, a nimble form leaning close, in fact leaning back, presenting, thighs on either side of your head. The conclusion that you must deliver pleasure is infallible and unavoidable. You lick, you suck, and you feel something. A hot lightning in the back of your mind. Yes, yes, it approaches. And in that instant, time almost seems to slow. Your mind focuses on the heat, as if a connection were being forged at the small of your back where your lover's hand rests. But you know that even if it were anywhere else, you would still feel the same way, your nerves intertwining, the point of contact between your beloved's flesh and yours, between partner and partner, half and half, no longer, now only one, constantly resounding. You there to supply pleasure, after all, you stumbled upon a state of desire. And now it is to you to deliver, to you to service, again and again, simple primal thoughts that nevertheless overtake, powerfully and potently, a service in every detail. The only thought is of pleasure. If a desire were expressed aloud, you don't know what you'd do. That would be so much more potent, but so unnecessary, too. Sure, it might be fun every now and then. But as your tongue laps, as your body squirms, as your mind goes blank and white and you feel trembling thighs, as you feel thoughts spurting from your mind, and your body arching and contorting, you know it is entirely unnecessary for any words to occur. Now you are ascending. You know. You must now. Think about climax. You've been steering around the thought as your lover had directed because you want to prolong this wonderful discovery, but now is the time. One needs it and thus both need it. A simple primal mating heat. Thoughts fled from your mind, licking, serving, following. Anything you need to do to bring pleasure will be done. Your hands, your lover's hand, still titillating that place at the small of your back, that place that connects the nerves which after all are connected there to every inch of your lover. You serving. You can feel the ascent, as if a roller coaster were going up, ratcheting higher and higher. And because the feedback loop is present, the pleasure would never fade until you were disconnected. For as long as you're connected, pleasure can only go up, for both of you, up and up. You need to force it higher, knowing that when you crest and begin to come down the other side, the twitching paroxysmic spasms will send white, hot pleasure into your mind, and a memorable occasion will be created and will be stored vividly in your memory to be later recalled. The rules of this place. You are intertwined, being held below. Two of you completely connected. You know exactly where to lick, exactly where to touch and squeeze, where to suckle and lose yourself. Every such thought comes before you need conscious intervention, coming subconsciously from the connection to your lover, again and again thrumming in you in powerful waves that you know will be stored in a box in your mind to emerge later, to do everything that needs to be done when the key is turned. And surely you know what that key is, but right now it is irrelevant. You're on the edge. You know that one more lick, gripping your lover's buttocks and pulling those thighs closer against your head, encapsulated and consumed, two fleshes become one, the constant licking, suckling service, the mind blank and empty in a moment of coming, come. The thought arrives. Whether it's a declaration of what's happening or an order is irrelevant, because two bodies coming as one. Pleasure resonates from one to the other, sparks from one nervous system into your beloved's back into yours. The two of you joined. Mind losing it. You need to make it keep going. You lick, you suck, you squeeze, and you feel how it is unnaturally prolonged, how you have incisively brought about continued shuddering aftershocks beyond a normal orgasm, your mind seeming to simply drip out of you, leaving only a tool for pleasure for both of you, because every pleasure you give returns, every euphoria inflicted is one gifted back unto you, again. And again, a spiral that could go on forever if it weren't for the fact that when one of you physically tires, so too does the other. And in warm, sweated, squeezing connubial bliss, a moment of communion, a moment of losing yourselves. Then, as, gradually, your sweated brow, tired tongue, shuddering, shaking, spent form, lies where it is. Your beloved disengages, laying right back down. That silk sheet slides over a body you wish you could stare at longer. Sleep returns. The connection ends as you see your beloved's hand snarl in the sheet. Your mind is told, everything is done. The desire has been sated. And the next time a hand runs along your lower back, you'll remember the frenzied bliss, the need, and the way I've explained how essential this is. But there's a box in your mind into which your memory of that shuddering moment, that service, that losing of yourself in two fleshes become one. Two minds and nervous systems rebounding on each other into a white-hot, overly prolonged, orgasmic spasm. That memory is being stored in a box in your mind. One that is unlocked every time you're touched on your lower back by your lover's hand. The reason? Simple. The memory is too intense. The connection is too vivid. Your mind too vulnerable. If you had to deal with being able to remember it all of the time, all you'd do is wait for the next command. Loving to serve. And that's what'll happen. Envision the hand touching the small of your back and hearing a little click of a lock opening. See yourself in your mind's eye. Your eyes going entirely white, entirely blank, entirely lead, attuning to your lover's desires, following, serving every impulse, because when you're in that state where every pleasure you deliver rebounds back on you, it is irrelevant who receives the pleasure, since the answer is always, yes. Are you feeling pleasure? Yes. Is your beloved feeling pleasure? Yes. Is it the same? Oh no, it's more. Every moment more. Every rebounding cycle more. And that is too vivid and potent a thing to leave just lying around in your head. So instead it gets stored in a box, and the signal of your partner's touch on your lower back, fingertips connecting, then the palm, then your nerves, your lover's. You twitching, gasping, needing, following the lead of your partner's desire, anticipating being a student of your beloved, able to see just what you need to do, just what needs to be done. And you will go there. The pleasure, the ache. But we lock this version of you into your mind. This version of you that is so connected and capable of anticipation, so devoted to your lover that you can hear their desires echoing, joined completely so every brush across wonderful flesh arouses a dual sensation in you and creates a feedback loop. We lock that away, and it can be unlocked only by the key. Every pleasure inflicted on you is also pleasurable to your partner. You know that. Because seeing you be pleased makes your lover feel good. But that's nothing compared to how good you feel. And that's where the look on your face comes from. The flushing of your skin, the sweat and twitching and gasping. The knowledge of pleasure, and the knowledge that the pleasure you feel pleases your lover, which in turn pleases you once more. A cycle, so you feel the emotional satisfaction as well as the physical ache. That ache is always there, boxed away, waiting to be of use. And the touch of your lover's hand on your lower back brings you into beloved alignment with their interests. You draw closer. You press toward. You increase intimacy. It's a signal, sending the initial clicking up into your brain to open the box. Yes, touching your lower back is the key. Your beloved's hand on your lower back. When it happens, you feel the heat of contact, like a plug going into a socket, a cord sliding home in a computer port. Suddenly the connection is alive and tingling, a jet of contact, intertwining the two of you at a level difficult to explain that goes beyond images. Every feeling your beloved experiences travels back up your intertwined senses and into your mind. Even if the hand departs, the connection remains. When a lover's touch acts upon you, you feel the satisfaction your partner gets out of your pleasure, but also the desires they have so you can meet them. When you touch, you feel it twice, the initial and then the answering sensation as it registers in the mind of your shivering, excited, connected companion, serving. You always serve. Serving is better than sex alone. Connection is better. The instant a lover's touch lands on your lower back, you are linked. You will return to the mindset you were in when you were licking and serving, the mindset of the description. You will be in that moment of connection, of suspended, shuddering desire that resonates in all of your body and mind. There will be nothing but the moment, the mere movement of your partner's hips, opening up, inviting you to serve. The slight inclination of the head to indicate where you should kiss, where you should move, what you should do. The invitation to lean in, lick and suck along your beloved skin, the slight pressure on your lower back that sends the words into your mind. Closer, more, words born out of your observation and desire. Encouragement is unneeded. You are a student of your beloved. You study every gasp, every surprise, every moan, every inch of flesh, every pleasantly surprised grin. You know the nonverbal cues. Of course, you would follow verbal ones. Anything to get more connected, to find more of this dual pleasure that you are indulging in. But verbal cues always seem to be telling you something you already knew you wanted to do, something you already needed to do in service of your dual, thundering libidos going off the scale. So stored in that box in your mind is the memory of how you feel right now. These needs to derive pleasure from your lover's satisfaction, and to give satisfaction, too. Your mind is deluged with gratitude for the amazing, excited euphoria that you are being gifted through your partner's body. Without them, you'd be deprived of this feeling, and out of that basic gratitude, suspended on a cloud of euphoric desire and need, you float onward through the sensations, and everything that happens is just fine with you. When that memory is let out of its box, that is the state you'll be in when your beloved's hand touches your lower back. Partners no longer, instead one joined, aching set of nerves with more pleasure centers than you know what to do with. And that pleasure's far too great, so we put it away for your own benefit, to be unlocked at your lover's discretion. Now eventually, just like when you were in the moment, the sensations will fade with time, once you have ceased pleasuring one another, but only when you're far from your lover, or when you are both spent. There may be a point where each of you is so incredibly stimulated that you just can't take it anymore, and exhausted, you feel your nerves disentangle. Your pleasure ceases being shared, but that point would take a lot of orgasms to get to. A lot of mind-blowing, mind-blanking pleasure. When your lover's hand rests on your lower back, the box opens, the connection begins, Stored in your mind is the box which must contain the situation we just described, or else you'd become like that all the time. Your mind provided the pictures, the memories, and I painted an ideal image of what you will become, the rules you will follow, the needs you will have. The hands of your beloved resting on your lower back opens the connection, wires the two of you together. Instantly, you become excited, aroused, needing more of that touch. The box has been opened. The key has been turned. And after a little click in your mind, you're back in that frozen moment, picking up from where you left off, time seeming to slow, anticipating the touch your lover needs right now. As I mentioned before, this is self-perpetuating. See, we have that box to store the memory because it's such a powerful one that if it were roaming around in your mind, it would be all you could think about until you just found your lover, connected, and served their every need. And therefore, it's in their discretion when they feel the strongest desire. Your lover always desires you, and you feel confidence in serving because of that. But every time your lover touches your lower back and the two of you indulge in your desires, that memory will get stored in the box too. So the key unlocks more than one memory, and eventually more than two, and eventually more than three, until you are so indulged in the connection, the memory of every titillating time you've ever had, wrapped up in hypnotically blissful service to the needs of your beloved, that you'll be overwhelmed, and you'll return here and listen, and that will add a second memory, a third. No two times will ever be the same, although you'll always be doing the same thing, serving a desire. A desire that is everything. All these memories, again and again, you will have more and more memories of yourself enjoying this connection, and that will make it stronger because your subconscious mind desires to serve, because serving makes you relaxed and at peace, content and happy. The box will no longer merely contain the description that I have given to your mind, the tempting thought. It will contain invasive memories of the times that connection has been used, has sent you into mind-blowing transports of ecstasy at your lover's behest and touch to serve your beloved's desire. So every time it will get stronger, more striking, more controlling. Every single time your lover plugs in the connection by touching your lower back. And then you think only, how can I best meet the desires? No longer your lover's desires, no longer your desires, but one shared set that you are all too happy to meet, blurring the lines between the two of you, and coming and losing yourself, twice as hard, twice as much, with twice as many exciting, euphoric memories, to send you back, again and again, into connected, following, wonderful pleasure. Every time the key is turned.